My name is Bassiouni Rima from Arlington, Texas. Mr. Buffett and Mr. Munger, what the possibility to use these two great minds for a long term in life by either taking apprenticeship in Brookshire or Oberlin School?
I didn't follow that one. Where are you at?
Is it a question of what the possibility using these two great minds of yours to educate a new generation as a long-term investment in this country, to either through an apprenticeship in Brookshire for young people or opening a business school?
Well, let me try that one because I have a demonstrated record of non-performance. I have had great difficulty enabling my children to know what I know. And Warren, maybe you have failed less.
My children in many ways are a lot smarter than I am, so I had a different experience, Charlie. No, I think you can, I've mainly learned by reading myself, so I don't think I have any original ideas that but I've certainly got a lot. I mean, I've talked about reading Graham. I read Phil Fisher, and I've gotten a lot of ideas myself from reading. And in my own case, I mean, talk about your parents having influences. My parents had enormous influence. So I think you can learn a lot from other people. In fact, I think if you learn reasonably well from other people, you don't have to get any new ideas or do much on your own. You can just apply the best of what you see.
Generally speaking, I think we always get a group of wise people after sifting millions. But I don't think anybody's invented a way to teach so that everybody is wise. It's extraordinary how resistant some people are to learning anything.
Well, and what is astounding is how resistant they are when it's in their self-interest to learn. I mean, I was always astounded by how much attention was paid to Graham. I mean, he was regarded 40 years ago as the dean of security analysts, but how little attention was paid in terms of the principles he taught. And it wasn't because people were refuting them. And it wasn't because people didn't have a self-interest in learning sound investment principles. It was just this incredible resistance to thinking or change. I mean, I quoted Bertrand Russell one time as saying, who said that most men would rather die than think. Many have, And in the financial sense, that's very true. It's not complicated. I mean, human relations, usually aren't that complicated. And certainly it's in people's self-interest to develop habits that work well in human relations. But an amazing number of people seem to mess it up one way or another.
Yeah. How much has Berkshire Hathaway been copied either in Investing America or Corporate America? I'm not saying we deserve to be necessarily, but people don't want to do it differently than they're presently doing it.
You might argue that Mrs. B, having started what you may have seen out there this weekend with $500 in 1937, without a day in school in her life, and building that into a great enterprise, you might say, well, that is something to study. I mean, is it because she couldn't speak English when we got, she got over here. Maybe we cleanse people. I mean, what is there to learn from seeing somebody create an incredible success like that in a competitive business? She didn't invent something that the world had never seen before. She didn't have a lock on some piece of real estate that protected her from competition. All of these, and yet she accomplished something that virtually no one has accomplished. Now, why aren't business schools studying her? Why are they talking about EVA, economic value added, as we talked about earlier? Any of these? I mean, here is a success. Something has made her a success. You know, is it something, is it a 220, she's very smart, but is it a 220 IQ? No, it isn't. It's a very smart woman, but it's not something that's incapable of being replicated in the habits and the way of thinking. But who is studying her? I mean, they present her as a curiosity, but if you go to any of the top 20 business schools, you know, there's not one page that's being given to anybody to study what is an incredible success. And I find that very interesting that, and to some extent, you know, I've seen it in the investment world. There's this, for one thing, it's probably a little discouraging to a professor of management at some major business school who's gone on to get his doctorate and everything to think he has to come out and hang around the Furniture Mart and study a woman in a golf cart. I mean, but they'd be better off if they did.